Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. The Bad Axe Police Department is reporting the results of its latest traffic enforcement effort. Police say officers spent about 5 hours conducting targeted enforcement on Wednesday, July 29th, focusing on northbound Van Dyke Road through the business district, along with east and west Huron Avenue. During the initiative, officers made 36 traffic stops and issued 36 citations. Most were for hands-free driving violations, with 26 tickets issued. Police also cited 6 drivers for speeding and 4 for improper lane use. Among those ticketed were 2 commercial truck drivers. One was cited for speeding, while the other was ticketed for violating Michigan's hands-free driving law. Police noted that commercial vehicle violations can carry steeper penalties and may affect a driver's commercial license. Chief Sean Weber says department plans to continue conducting traffic enforcement initiatives throughout the city at various times. Police add that the efforts are driven by citizen complaints, crash history, and repeated traffic violations, emphasizing that the department does not receive revenue from traffic fines and that the goal is improving roadway safety. And Huron County Election Commission officially approved the recall petition language against District 3 Commissioner Scott Moust during a brief session Friday morning. The petition, sponsored by a Caseville Township resident, centers on Moust's vote last July in favor of Resolution 25-85, a measure that authorized solar energy facilities across 15,000 acres of county-owned townships. Commissioner Moust, who attended the hearing, raised no objections to the clarity of the petition language, but noted the financial impact of the process. Because the timeline will not allow for the measure to appear on the upcoming November ballot, the recall will trigger a special election, likely in May of 2027. The commission confirmed that previous clerical errors regarding the sponsor's residency have been corrected, clearing the path for the petition to proceed. When we come back from this public service announcement, we'll continue with your local news.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news in Pigeon, the Pigeon Band Shell will conclude its 35th summer concert season next Thursday, August 6th, with a performance by the Magic Bus Band. The concert begins at 7 p.m. and marks the final show of the venue's 2026 season. The Michigan-based tribute group returns to Pigeon with a performance centered on music from the late 60s, featuring songs associated with the Summer of Love and the Woodstock era. If severe weather develops, the performance will move indoors to the Laker High School Auditorium on M142 between Pigeon and Elkton. Any venue changes will be announced through the Pigeon Bandshell's website, social media, and local Thumb Broadcasting radio stations. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.